Hey, good afternoon. Tom here. It's Tuesday, February 13th, 2018. It's 12:32 p.m. and we're going to attempt to show how to connect the Victor Reader Trek talking GPS and ebook player to the Google Home Mini Bluetooth speaker. We should be able to do this. Unfortunately, we can't. The connection fails repeatedly after many tries, just like we experienced with the Invoke speaker earlier. We were unable to pair the Victor Reader Trek to the Invoke either. But we should be able to, and hopefully eventually we will be able to pair it to the Google Home suite of smart speakers running Bluetooth once they address some of the firmware issues, which are likely present in the Victor Reader Trek device. I am able to pair to both of these speakers, the Google Home and the Invoke, with other devices like my iPad. The iPad pairs to them just fine. It's the Victor Reader Trek that seems to fail a lot. Definitely some problems in its firmware, this version, that hopefully they'll work out in the next firmware release. So if I'm going to pair the Victor Reader Trek to the Google Home speaker, I want to first put the Google Home speaker into pairing mode. So I've got the Google Home app here on the tablet, my iPad tablet,
CBS Local, Google Home,
running VoiceOver.
Double tap to open.
So I'm going to double tap the Google Home app, and it takes me to the home screen. Once
Google
it comes
home
up,
open menu button.
Okay, so then I'm going to go up to the top left corner
Welcome
of the screen
home.
There, where
open
that
menu.
Open menu button is. Double tap.
Oh. Signed in as Thomas Hesley.
gmail.com. That opens up the main menu in this app, the Google Home app, and I'm going to go down to Devices.
Explore button, Music button, Home Control button, Shopping List button, My Activity, More Settings button, Devices button.
All right, so now I'm going to go into the Devices. Double
device,
tap.
Back button.
And that takes me to the Devices screen where
More Options button.
I have
Enable voice control and more. Enable more options. Button.
Okay, it doesn't read.
All speakers.
Oh, there it
heading
is. Okay, so that's my all speakers group. I'm going to scroll
Enable
down here.
Ready to cap. Three. Bedroom mini.
Okay, now there's my mini speaker. And I'm going to go into its settings.
More options. Button. More options. Setting. Guest mode. Create group. Settings. Button.
I went into more options. It's a little square on the top right. And the top right corner of that little square on the screen that says Bedroom Mini in it, you know, as a blind person, you might have to look around the entire touch area of your tablet to find it. But it is in line with, in a vertical line with right center of the screen, if that helps at all. So anyway, if I'm going to go into, I'm into more options for my Bedroom Mini, and I'm going to go into Settings.
Settings. Button. Back. Button.
And that brings up the Settings menu for this particular speaker. So I'm going to have to scroll down here. Let's see where
Bedroom Mini. Heading. Multi-user is now available. Linked account. S. Name. Bedroom Mini. Google Assistant Settings. Music. Button. Home Control. Shopping List. More. News. Sound Settings. Heading.
Okay, so
Equalizer. Base.
I'm
going
to have
treble
to scroll up.
Button. Page 2 of 3.
And let's see where we are here.
Equalizer. Base. Device settings. Alarms and time. Device setting. Alarms and timers. Wi-Fi. 900. Guest mode. PIN 2200. Accessibility. Start. Night mode. Paired Bluetooth devices.
Okay, button. Now there's the paired Bluetooth devices. That's the option we need to move into to put this Bedroom Mini into pairing mode. So I'm going to double tap that.
Back. Button. Paired Bluetooth devices. Heading. Tom's iPad.
And it's showing that it's remembering my Tom's iPad. but it's not paired right now. I know it says paired, but it's not paired right now. It's a little bug in the iOS screen for this app, I guess. So anyway, if you go down to the bottom of
edit 2/13/18
of the screen,
enable pairing mode button.
There's a bar called enable pairing mode
button.
And we're going to double tap that.
Ready to pair. Connect to bedroom mini with Bluetooth.
Okay. So now my Google Home Mini bedroom speaker is in pairing mode, transmitting its name. And we're going to then put the iPad down temporarily here. And I just picked up the Victor Reader Trek. And I'm going to go into Bluetooth.
General.
Now let's see. Star 77.
Bluetooth. Connect to Bluetooth device.
All right, so I'm going to try to connect to a Bluetooth device here. We'll hit pound on that option.
Scanning for devices. 4. Devices found.
Bedroom Mini.
Okay, so there's the Bedroom Mini. Now it found it this time, the first time. But that's only because in preparation for making this recording, I had to attempt to find it probably 5 or 6 times before it actually did find it. Once it does find it, it puts it in this list of scanned devices that it found. It seems to remember it from scan to scan, although I think that's a bug in the software, in the Victor Reader Trek software too. You would think that anytime you scan for Bluetooth devices, you're not asking for a history of all the devices that have ever been found in a scan. You're asking for what devices are currently in range and transmitting right now. And I know that my list has stuff in it. You know, whenever I try to scan for Bluetooth devices, there are speakers that appear in that list that are not active right now, you know, when I've done the scan. So there's definitely some problems with the Trek Bluetooth firmware, but we're going to try to connect anyway and see what happens. So we're sitting on my Bedroom Mini, and so I'm going to push pound to connect.
Connecting to Bedroom Mini.
Okay, so I'm getting a long delay. Let's see what happens here. Let me just grab my iPad here and see. Okay, so all right, so it failed to connect to the Bedroom Mini. Now, what I'm going to do here is I want to go to my settings on the iPad here and see if the iPad can pick up that Bedroom Mini speaker transmitting on Bluetooth. So now I'm in settings.
Bluetooth on.
And button. I'm going to go to Bluetooth here, double tap that.
Double tap to toggle setting.
And you know, I'm not seeing. Okay, let me see. There's the Bedroom Mini speaker.
Bedroom Mini speaker. Not connected.
Let me forget that device on
bedroom
the iPad.
Bedroom Mini speaker. Not connected. More info. Button. 1 of 4. More info.
The more
selected.
Info.
Bluetooth. Forget this device.
And then I'm going to forget this. I'm going to forget the Bedroom Mini and the iPad.
Forget Bedroom Mini speak. Okay. Button.
So I'm going to say okay.
Bluetooth.
And now I'm...
Double tap to toggle setting.
That takes it from the My Devices list. It's not showing up in the Other Devices list now. So that Bedroom Mini speaker must have stopped transmitting. So let me go back into the Google Home app.
Double tap to open. Google Home.
And
button.
I'm going to enable pairing
mode
again.
Enable pairing mode. Button. Enable. Ready to pair. Connect to Bedroom Mini with Bluetooth.
All right. So now I'm going to go back to the settings in the iPad, back to the Bluetooth again.
Suggestions.
And see if it's showing up here
settings.
Again. Yes, there it is. See, look.
MVA sound shot. Not connected. Other devices. Bedroom Mini.
Okay.
Button.
So there's the Bedroom Mini. So we know it's we know that device is transmitting now. So let's try to connect to it again with the Trek.
Leaving Bluetooth. Connect to Bluetooth device.
All right, so we're connecting to Bluetooth device. Let me make sure that...
Scanning for devices. 4. Devices found.
Bedroom Mini.
Okay, so
signal
it's showing...
Strength. Good.
Showing Bedroom Mini, and it even says that the signal strength is good. So we're going to hit pound there.
Connecting to Bedroom Mini.
Okay. Dee-dee-dee-dee-dee-dee-dee. We're waiting. We're not getting the immediate failure this time, but I think we will get a failure. After a short time.
Failed to connect to Bluetooth device. Connect to Bluetooth device.
Okay, so here again, as with the Invoke speaker, we're not able to connect. And hopefully this will be a problem that's resolved in subsequent firmware releases for the Victor Reader Trek. And in fact, I'll go onto the Humanware website and write a little note to them and let them know that Bluetooth is not functioning properly for either the Invoke or the Google Home Mini speakers. Anyway, that's how you would do it if it did work, you know. So we're going to let this go for now, and hopefully we'll come back and check it again after the next firmware update for the Trek, and we'll see what happens. So take care. Talk to you later. Bye-bye.